Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It is Tim and Jess here live from the Coffee Club on Gundoon Street in Gladstone this morning. And what a beautiful way to start your day.
Hey, I've never been more comfortable. This is more comfortable than our studio.
Well,
I'm
yes,
never leaving.
It is. You do. You are on a full fold couch.
Yeah, it's almost
cushioned.
Like a futon. Like, I might have a nap mid-show.
I don't think it folds out. But, you know, it is great. The sun is starting to come up. We're going to be down here till 9 this morning. We're not here for no reason.
No, the best part of us being here at the Coffee Club on Gundoon Street today is that you get a free coffee, just by coming to see us.
That's right. So free small coffee. Come on down to the Coffee Club on Gundoon Street in Gladstone. We're going to be here having a bit of fun this morning.
After 8 o'clock, Tim, we're going to check in and see how you did on your burpee challenge yesterday. How's your body feeling today?
I'm a sore individual. There's many components to the results of this burpee challenge because it's, first of all, how many did I do? And did I do burpees for the full hour? And you have to stick around to late to figure out. I'm sore, like, because I could be sore from doing it from 10 minutes. You don't know how my fitness levels.
I mean, the fact
levels.
That you've even made it to the show today is a miracle, I think. I was genuinely impressed with how
that's
well
all right.
You
don't
did yesterday.
Don't give too much away.
You're
Jess,
right.
We've got to move on. We've got to move on.
But speaking of your pain, Tim, today is not a great day for you either. Up next, we'll talk about why you're not getting paid
today.
To be here today.
Yes, thank you. Insult to injury. Literally.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Now, Hope, wherever you're doing today, and especially if you are working, you are fairly and reasonably being paid.
Now, we don't want to get our boss, Matthew X, in trouble, because that's not the intention here. But you have failed our boss.
I have misplaced an award of his that he won this time last week playing golf. Don't say hello. It's me and you right now. The people of Central Queensland.
I want people to come past and say hello, Tim. Yes. Stop for a coffee next time.
You're right. This didn't deter from what we're talking about. So it's a good little structure here. But our general manager is punishing me because I've misplaced his trophy that he's won.
Yes. And look, a lot of people in the office pointing fingers. No one knows where this trophy is. Legitimately, I thought it was a joke. I thought you'd hidden it somewhere and that you knew exactly where it was.
Mate, do you think I'm willing to not get paid today to commit to a joke? No, I don't care that much.
Only because you've shown up today not getting paid do I know that I trust you that you haven't hidden it somewhere.
There has been sneaky whispers around the HIT Central Queensland office that the sales manager, Nathan Bedford, is the perpetrator because he is acting the most infuriated by the whole thing.
He's very suspicious. And look, hopefully we do find the trophy soon.
As soon as we find it, do I start getting paid?
I thought you were only not getting paid today. But is it just ongoing?
It's ongoing. But I signed a new contract
okay,
yesterday.
Okay, we better start looking today.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and Central Queensland, and our thoughts are still with Demi Lovato, Tim, after a suspected overdose earlier this week.
Well, it came out very quickly. I think it was on Wednesday morning. Heroin overdose was the word.
Mm-hmm.
But then yesterday there was a few retractions and they're not quite certain. They were like, maybe this isn't even drug related. We spoke to our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy, about it. He kind of gave us a half update, I'd say.
Well, basically what he said was that it was speculation that it was heroin.
I hate that word, speculation.
Yeah, well, because it was one person said it looked like a heroin overdose. Mm. There was no evidence to this. So apparently the drug that she overdosed on is still undisclosed.
Okay.
But there are a few things that have come out since. So Demi Lovato is on her way to rehab now. After her hospitalization. She also has, it came out that she refused intervention 1 month before her OD.
Okay.
So about a month ago, people were like, hey, maybe you should look into rehab. And she was like, no, I'm fine. And also paparazzi, and this got me a little bit upset today. Paparazzi have gone through her bins, Tim. They found tequila, vodka, rum, and wine bottles. And as you know, Demi Lovato has been notoriously sober.
Yeah.
And she has relapsed over the last few months, so that's not surprising.
Good old bin rummaging. That makes you feel like a good person.
Imagine that as a job. Like, that's your job for the day. Go and rummage through Demi's bins. Leave her alone. Let her recover.
Jeez.
Let's all stop speculating.
Yeah. Well, hopefully over the next few days, she does make some progress, gets better, gets healthier, and just moves forward and gets as far as away from this as possible.
Absolutely. And you can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Living in central Queensland is quite an industrial place, and that is perfectly fine, and it offers many, many jobs to many, many people. But it also, you would say, and I feel like I'm not wrong here, that pollution is definitely
a concern
in central Queensland. But the Gladstone Regional Council is put forward with Ken O'Dowd a beautiful initiative, I genuinely believe, to help Gladstone become more eco-friendly.
All right.
So a new project is being built in Gladstone aiming to turn biosolids from wastewater treatment sewage into renewable crude oil thanks to support from Turnbull's government.
Okay, in English now, what does that mean?
Poop to energy. Loosely.
I'm all right with that.
So, but it's not necessarily the energy you'd be thinking. Like, for example, the renewable crude oil will be upgraded to diesel and potentially jet fuel.
Oh.
That could be provided and sold locally or all around the country.
So generally, where is this stuff going at the moment?
Well, it's waste. That's the whole point. It's waste.
That's incredible. So they're just turning it around and actually making it useful.
Trying to make it more... Exactly. That's the whole point of renewable energy, using something that already exists without having to... Like, greenhouse gases are obviously a massive issue, not just here in central Queensland, Australia, but all around the world. And I think this is it's a small step in the right direction.
How much is it going to cost?
11.8 million dollars.
Oh, okay.
So it's not too bad.
That's not too bad, considering we spend more than that on, non-renewable energy.
So the government's obviously going to chip in, and the local government's also going to chip in. But I think it's fantastic to see that Gladstone's going to be the home of world-class state-of-the-art technology and recognising how far Northern Oil refining has come in the last sort of 10 years.
And I guess it means more jobs coming to CQ too.
Absolutely.
Legend.
Yep, Trending Now is coming up next. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Right now, what you need to do is you either need to pick up the phone or pick up your car keys, get in the car or call your grandparents and start consoling them, because I have some terrible news. Dick Smith Foods is shutting down.
Oh, no.
Famous foods, Aussie Mutt, Aussie Nuts, the challenging to Vegemite Kraft, the American-owned company that was Vegemite, Aussie Nuts. And the reason that Dick Smith Foods is shutting down is another invasion at the hand of the Germans, Aldi. Aldi, the super chain, is taking over Australia
at
the moment.
What has Aldi done?
Well, they're competitive.
Right.
And Dick Smith Foods absolutely cannot compete. Don't you remember having Dick Smith Foods tomato sauce?
Nah.
My grandparents, all four of my grandparents had that.
Nah, see, I was Master Foods girl.
All right. Name brand. It is terrible because apparently this is genuinely true. The Goliath that is Aldi, it's really shrunk Dick Smith's Foods.
Well, if Dick Smith had great Aldi buys, then I would be on board.
Well, it's tough.
Where's his massages?
He doesn't have his...
Where are his crock pots?
He doesn't have his own warehouse or shopping store chain. It's just a brand. But
mistake number one, Mr. Smith.
well, Mr. Smith, it seems like things are going bad. But it's secretive practices going on because he's been trying to keep it afloat. But he was on the project last night even going, look, guys, I can't handle this because of the German Aldis.
Question.
Sure.
Is this the same Dick Smith as the Dick Smith Electronics?
Yes.
So he's already lost his electronics store and now he's losing his food.
Yeah.
I mean, what's he got left? Has he got anything
he's
left?
He's got heaps of helicopters.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'd prefer helicopters over an electronic store.
He's still doing well, then.
He's still doing pretty good.
He's not in the billions. He's only in the millions now. Oh, no.
But, yeah,
it's really hard to feel sorry for a guy like that.
Console your nan. Get over there. Make sure she's okay. Grandpa's probably upset, too.
And I guess stock up before they're off the shelves.
I was going to say, I might head off early.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I don't know if you need any more reason to love dogs, Tim.
Oh, give me three more.
But I've got a study, and it's the most beautiful study to start off your Friday morning.
Dogs and your relationship with your dog is a special thing. You'll always remember your first.
And this is what I want to talk about. The study was called Timmy's in the Well, Empathy and Pro-Social Behaviour in Dogs.
Why does Timmy have to be in the well?
Well, I guess it's like, you know, Tim. They need to rescue Timmy from the well. Because the whole point is that a dog is faced with its owner, right? Mm-hmm. And the owner is fake crying.
Sure.
Right? So the owner's behind glass,
yep,
fake crying, and they tested to see how long it took the dog to burst through and try and help their owner.
Right. Sure.
Right?
Sure,
so they put him in a neutral situation. So the owner was totally fine, just calling for the dog. The dog, you know, casually wandered through.
Mm.
The owner was crying, and the dogs ran through the glass doors. Ran.
What, like shattered glass?
No, no, no. The glass doors open. It was just a gentle push on the glass.
Okay, all
and
right.
they could get through.
Sure.
But how sweet is that? Like, they finally tested. This is the first test of its kind.
It's not the first test, because I've done similar tests with my dog.
Oh, well, it's the first scientific test.
So, sometimes I'll be walking my dog, Remy, the red dog, and I will pretend to collapse.
You will not.
Absolutely does not.
Well, you do this in the middle of the street.
No, I'll do it at the beach. I'll just, like, fall down, pretend that I've collapsed. Jeez, birds, whoa, waves, whoa. So she doesn't care.
Your dog's not normal,
and
though.
Also, she... Yes, I agree in a certain sense, because the last time that I did cry, she tried to lick my tears away.
Oh, see?
But she loves salt, so I'm not sure if it was empathy or maybe, if it was
maybe
hunger.
Your dog is not a part of this, then.
I try to not include her in any studies that we do.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
This Saturday, tomorrow night, is a very special occasion here in Central Queensland. Apparently... there is going to be a super moon, a.k.a. Le Blood Moon.
Yes, it's one of the biggest ones I think we've had in years.
Now, see, you always hear about these moons and these eclipses and these suns, and they go, oh, this is the first time it's going to happen in 38 years. And then what happened 3 weeks later? I don't get it.
This century's longest lunar eclipse is going to happen.
Well, what's happening, and there's an article at hit.com.au as well, they're saying if you're going to be super moody, it's going to be this weekend because of the moon. What?
No, it's been all this week. So if someone in your office has been super cranky, that's the reason. Hey, how you going, mate?
So why do moons affect... I understand that moons affect the tide of the ocean. Why does it affect people's moods?
Oh, it's all astrology and stuff. So, like, we're in Virgo at the moment or something, and the moon will affect the gravitational shift. I don't really know what I'm
talking
about.
I have
all I know is you're going to be cranky this week.
I have done some research.
Oh,
full
something
moons
new and different for this show.
Also thought to have a negative effect on sleeping patterns. Mm. It also affects serotonin levels, which regulates your moods and other important things, meaning there is often an increase in incidences of accidents, anxiety, depression, insomnia, et cetera, et cetera.
And this is why you haven't been sleeping this week, and I haven't been, you know, feeling the greatest.
No, you're not feeling great because you have torn your ACL, and I don't sleep because I've never slept well.
I have a brand new ACL, and it's the moon's fault I've been upset this week, so...
No, it's your own fault. But just be wary. Tomorrow night, the super blood moon will appear. So does that mean it's going to be red?
Well, it's actually tomorrow morning, so it's 4:24 a.m.
Blaze it.
Roughly.
You know... You know, so just be aware of this super moon. And look, I guess it gives people an excuse to be the worst this weekend. So there you go.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
And if you're lucky enough to be involved in Real A for Life this weekend, you probably already know it all kicks off tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. But if you haven't yet registered, then you want to jump in from 12 o'clock tomorrow. And joining us on the phone now, we've got Regan Fletcher. She's the entertainment coordinator for Real A for Life. And Regan, tell us why this event is so special.
Oh, thanks for having me. So Real A for Life is a Cancer Council Queensland event. This year in Gladstone, it's being held on the 28th and 29th. It's all about, I guess, fundraising for cancer survivors, for cancer research, and I guess for those that need support during their treatment.
Now, for people that may not know what Real A for Life is and the actual event that happens from this Saturday or tomorrow onto Sunday morning, what exactly goes on in the middle of the night?
Okay, so not to scare anyone, it's an 18-hour event. So all that talk about a 3 or 8 kilometre run, try this one, Tim, an 18-hour walk. To lessen that blow, I guess there's 10 to 15 people in each team. Kicks off with the opening ceremony at 3 o'clock and then goes during the night with entertainment. There's the candle lighting ceremony at 7, which pays respect for the people that we've lost through cancer. And then it closes at 8:30. So on your team of 15, each person takes your baton around. But if you've got 15 people, one person an hour. It makes it easy.
Absolutely.
But some people aren't that lucky.
It's a really special event for, you know, people who have lost someone to cancer or someone that they know is going through cancer at the moment. Like, what are those people doing on the night to commemorate those people?
Yeah, so with the opening ceremony, we have our survivors and carers walk to, I guess, pay respect and symbolise the journey that the people are going through, and celebrate the people the journey that they've won. And then we've got at 7 o'clock, we've got our candle lighting ceremony, which celebrates the people that we have lost during their cancer fight. And it's all about celebration of their life and remembering what they've gone through. Finishes off by fighting back against cancer, making a pledge to beat cancer and to keep fighting for those that need to.
It's incredible to hear some of the stories and, of course, the sad losses, but this is what this event is for, to deter things and make sure that one day we don't have to have events because we can eradicate that disease. We really appreciate your time. Regan Fletcher there, Relay for Life. Where can people go to get involved tomorrow?
So if they do want to register to join a team, it has closed online, but you can register to join a team on the day between the hours of 11 and 2:30. But if you do want to sign up a team, make sure you just message us on our Facebook page so we can get all the details and team details too. And then, yeah, we'll see you on the day.
Thank
from
you.
11.
Thank you very much. Regan Fletcher there for Relay for Life.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, you were on another red carpet last night. I'm so jealous.
Got to tell you, this is one of the funniest movies I've seen in a couple of years. It's called The Spy Who Dumped Me. Mila Kunis, Kate McKinnon. Now, I sat in the theatre last night with Mila Kunis, Kate McKinnon, were literally three rows behind me. Oh. The entire theatre in stitches. There were moments when people cheered and actually got up and, like, applauded. The end of the film, people actually clapped and cheered. It is the funniest movie. I can't even explain it. What they did, they did a lot of improvising, went a lot off script. Because if you know Kate McKinnon, you know she is hysterical. Here we are on the red carpet with Mila and Kate. Check it out.
Oh my God, it was a dream. It was a daily dream. Daily, you made me laugh so hard.
Likewise.
I learned from you, and I adored you.
And I from you.
It would be difficult working with Kate McKinnon because you don't know where she's going to go.
Oh, this is what the director and everyone was saying. Like, there were times when she just kept going and they would all be behind the camera, keeled over in tears as she just kept going, and then eventually they'd be like, oh my God, stop. We're not going to finish this scene. Just cut. It is so funny. It hits Australian cinemas in no time. The Spy Who Dumped Me, probably the funniest movie I've seen in a couple of years. I was in keeled over, laugh out loud.
I like how you got a better seat than them
at
their own premiere.
No, but you know what? It's pressure because he's in front of them. They can see his reaction. That's too much pressure.
Good. You know, and Ashton Kutcher was there. The place was packed. All the actors came and sat in. It was, you can hear in my voice. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a dream, Dean.
Awesome, Dean. Great to hear, mate. We'll speak to you on Monday.
Welcome Monday. Bye, guys.
You can find everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Tim, you're about to look real silly because I am about to get this riddle.
Yes.
I'm just going to embarrass you. I'm going to get it within 10 seconds and then it's
going to
be over.
If you're not familiar with what we're doing, it's a new game. It's called Riddle Me This. I've got some fun music that we like to play. And Jess, this is your opportunity to play along with Central Queensland and try and solve a riddle that I will bring to you.
Lay it on me, son.
You have as many opportunities as I feel necessary.
I'm
and
so
if you
smart.
Don't get it today, you've got no help. Today's riddle. Mm-hmm. Riddle me this, Jessica. You can break me without touching me or even seeing me. What am I?
You can break me without touching me, but I can't see it.
You can break me without touching me or even seeing me.
Bones.
No.
You don't see the bones.
No.
Okay. Is it a thing?
Wait. It is. Well, everything's a thing.
You can break me without touching me.
Yep. Or even seeing me.
A contract.
No. No. Think about it.
breaking without seeing. So it doesn't exist.
It doesn't have to be a physical thing.
So it doesn't exist.
But, like, thoughts and things can exist.
Like, you can break my heart.
Close, but no.
Oh, okay. Feelings.
No.
Break. Okay. Can you give it to me?
So you can break it without touching me, mm-hmm, or even seeing me. What am I?
I'm an imaginary friend.
No. No.
I don't know. I thought I was close with the heart.
Yes.
Break, because you can be heartbroken.
Yes.
So my emotions.
Yes. No, that's not the answer. People are probably sitting in their car right now, smashing their head onto the steering wheel, going, I know the answer to this. I asked around the staff here and our team at Hit CQ and the Coffee Club. Three out of the four people got it. They all also said that they don't think you could get it.
Someone help me. Have you got any clues?
From our staff? Any clues? It is something that you can make. It is something that you can make, but also it is something that is hard to rebuild once you've broken it.
Trust.
No, close. Close. You've got 10 more seconds to
honesty.
Get this, mate.
No. You can break that. Tim, why is it so hard?
Do you want me to tell you the answer?
Yeah, go on. Give it to me.
You can break me without touching me or even seeing me. What am I? A promise.
Oh, well, that's dumb. Heartache's much better than that.
If you want to come down here and give Jess some education lessons, that journalism degree is absolutely coming in at three.
I'm filthy at that. I was so mean.
Tim and Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
We are joined on the phone right now by Erin Robertson from Bill Robertson Toyota in Gladstone. Very excited. And thank you for joining us, Erin, because National Tree Day is this Sunday. Can you please tell us what Bill Robertson Toyota's involvement is with National Tree Day coming up on Sunday?
Sure. We're co-hosting a free community tree day event alongside Gladstone Regional Council and conservation volunteers. We're hosting the event down at Joe Joseph Park at Lake Kalamunda this Sunday. And it's all about just getting out there in the environment and planting some trees and doing something good for the local environment.
I love National Tree Day. I remember doing it when I was 5-6 years old with my school, and it's great to see that it's still going strong. And Queensland is such an interesting part of the world because it's such a different climate and landscape, and I'm sure that excites all the young people that come and help you out on Sunday.
Yeah, we actually find we get a lot of families coming along. It's not just about adults getting out there. The mums and dads bring their kids, and they're teaching their kids how it all starts, you know, planting the seedlings and how they need to look after them. And we come back every year and watch them grow. It's really a great thing to see for our community.
Well, the school's tree day is actually today.
Yes.
So you can get on down and get involved at the schools. And then the National Tree Day is Sunday, the 29th. If you want to get involved, head to treeday.planetark.org and then all the free events are listed there so you can find one close to you.
I was going to say, Erin, so if I just rock up, like, is that as simple as it is?
Absolutely, yeah. Awesome. All the tools, all the equipment, plants, mulch, everything supplied. Just bring some sun-safe clothing and closed-in shoes. We'll have gloves there, and we'll even got a free sausage sizzle on for the participants coming along at 9 a.m. on Sunday.
So just finally, before we do finish up, where is everyone going to be meeting this Sunday if they want to get involved with National Tree Day?
If you're in the Gladstone region, come down to Joe Joseph Park at Lake Kalamunda, which is actually right next to the Gladstone Tip Reserve, and there'll be signs directing you to come along and have a go.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Erin Robertson there from Bill Robertson Toyota about National Tree Day this Sunday. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Could you do 500 burpees in 1 hour? That's the big claim that my buddy Tim made this week.
It's been the biggest question we've been trying to answer all week long. And look, it all came because a bloke in Tasmania broke the world record for burpees in 1 hour, 851. It's because he's from Tasmania and it's always cold there, so it's easy to do things in cold locations compared to here in central Queensland.
You heard that he broke a record with 851. You
yes.
said that's too many.
But I don't think I could break a world record, no.
I could do 500 in an hour.
An hour is a lot of time. And we worked out the math. And it was roughly 8.4 burpees a minute that I had to do.
And we tested this.
Yep.
You made 21 burpees in 1 minute when we did our test.
But a lot of listeners on our Facebook page at HitCQ cried largely foul.
Yes.
At the form of these burpees.
Yeah, look, we've never said for a second that you're an athlete.
No.
You absolutely can't do burpees.
If you go to the Gladstone Observer, there is legitimately an article that describes me as a strongly built fella. So I can bring that back if you need.
But we decided yesterday to head on down to Newman's Fitness Systems.
Yep.
Our buddies there.
Our old PT.
Your old PT.
Brett Newman.
Decided to oversee this. And we set up for an hour to see how long you could make it.
Yep.
And if you could reach 500 burpees.
So we, after this song, we will reveal exactly if I lasted for the full hour of doing burpees nonstop and what number I achieved. So, because it could have happened, it could have been a 5-minute test and me give up, or it could have been an hour and me absolutely smash the record. Who knows?
Spoiler alert, I ended up having to sit down. I didn't expect to have to sit down because I didn't think it was going
to
last that long.
To be honest, I was surprised with myself. I'm still disappointed, but we'll talk about it up next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hits.
We had a big day yesterday.
Large day.
Testing the theory, if you could do 500 burpees in 1 hour.
Yes. Look, it was a challenge that I set for myself because there was absolutely no pressure on me. And the world record is 851 burpees in 1 hour.
And you were humble enough to know that you could absolutely not reach
that. No, but 500 was, in my mind, was very, very achievable.
Right. No one else thought you could. Honestly, I thought we'd get there, you'd maybe make 10 minutes, and we'd be on our way.
Yeah. Well, you said to me, you were like, well, we haven't booked the gym for an hour. Newman's Fitness, we'll go down there. We have up to an hour, but we're not going to need it.
No, we and absolutely won't.
And that almost spurred me on out of pure spite more than anything else. So the objective was to get 500 in 1 hour of burpees.
Yes.
With correct form, and we had two personal trainers there, Brett and Carly, to make sure that they were getting done partially correct.
Okay, let's be real.
The rules were my chest had to hit the ground. Did my chest not hit the ground
Your
for every single one?
Your chest hit the ground every single one. But if we're going to have a real moment here, after the first 5 minutes, you, son, were not doing burpees anymore.
I feel like I was doing burpees. 15.
We counted them anyway.
Yes.
And you can check out the full video on our Facebook and our Instagram. Mm-hmm. Just search for HitsCQ. Do you want to reveal how many burpees you got through?
No, that's you. So, first of all, did I last the full hour doing burpees?
Shockingly, Tim lasted a whole hour doing burpees. I think you took about 3 breaks.
I think I counted 3 breaks at about a minute to 2 minutes each.
There was some calf stretching. There was some wetting of the hair. There was some drink breaks.
I wasn't hot. I just wanted to look cool. But yes,
but
the
you
full
made
hour,
the full hour, which was shocking in and of itself.
And after 15 minutes, had already completed over 150 of these burpees.
Mm-hmm. The official count after an hour of doing burpees was 297.
Oh,
three
I fell short.
300. About halfway through.
I fell short.
Nah, I'm not going to make it to 500, so I'm going to go for 300.
Well, my body just shut down.
Really
and quickly
did.
Before we move on, I'm actually properly hurting. I have two blood knees that have been blistered.
You've lost a toenail.
I've lost a toenail. I've got a hole in my foot. I've got blisters.
We
and
do not recommend you try this at
Don't
home.
Don't do it.
But if you do, let
Film
us know if you did better than Tim.
297.
Go check out the video. Honestly, it'll make your Friday. I still keep watching it and just laughing because Tim's misery just brings me so much happiness.
It proves that literally the most pathetic human being can do mildly impressive things.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, today is a bit of a sad day.
Sad day?
Lee Lin Chin has resigned from SBS.
She's a bit of a cult hero.
Yeah.
Lee Lin Chin.
Absolutely. I mean, even if you don't watch her show on SBS, you know of Lee Lin Chin. She's just like iconic.
Yes. It all comes after the Vietnamese news and before, of course, the old school episodes of MASH and all that kind of thing.
Now, she's really big on Twitter. And so she took to Twitter to announce her resignation. Yeah. She wanted to specify she has not retired. She said, I've not retired. Simply resigned. Retirement is death. Can't you just not imagine that in her voice?
She uses quite strong words. She's very well spoken, obviously, as the lead newsreader for the SBS, but it's very, she knows how to use a long pause.
Yes.
A long pause is very underrated.
I do not think this is the last we've seen of Lee Lin Chin. I'm putting it out there.
Sorry, I was just practicing my Lee Lin Chin long pause. The LLCP. LLCCPLP. I can't remember what the acronym is, but She will be missed. She will be very will missed. Be She's missed. Very, very
whoever
famous.
Whoever has to follow her shoes, oh, those are some big
That's
shoes.
That's why I'm working on my long pauses.
Oh, okay.
I want to work for SBS as the main newsreader. It's been my dream to work for SBS.
Buddy, I don't think that's going to happen.
How dare you? I'm a cultured man.
You can check out the full story about Lee Lin Chin at hit.com.au as well as everything else that's trending right now.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
You are probably aware of a fellow, well-known fellow here in Australia, Dick Smith, from Dick Smith Electronics. He used to own that.
Kind of an icon in Australia, I'd say.
Well, I did one of my first TAFE assignments on Mr. Dick Smith.
Did you?
Yes, but about overpopulation in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
I quite liked it. but Dick Smith has a lot of different hats. He wears the hat of former owner of Dick Smith Electronics, which he sold, which folded later, not due to his own fault. Also, he's got his helicopter license. He's involved in lots and lots of charities, which is fantastic. But he also has his own food brand. Well, had his own food brand, Dick Smith Foods.
I didn't even realize that was the same Dick Smith.
But see,
I didn't know about that.
I kind of love that Dick Smith is ingrained in everyone's life without them realizing, because he's kind of... I'm trying to compare him to someone in the United States because he's nowhere near a Trump level where it's like, ah, oh, Dick Smith, you rascal, because he's not a terrible human being like Donald Trump. But he's something that I think everyone knows who Dick Smith is. And it is unfortunate because Dick Smith Foods, like the products of Aussie Nuts and Aussie Mite Spread, these are going away. And it's all to do to Aldi, the German superpower.
He was on the project last night and he said, look, I've been turning a bit of a profit.
Yeah.
But in the next couple of years, that profit will turn into a loss. And so I'm getting out before it happens.
Well, obviously, it also contributes to Coles, Woolies, IGAs, because they're not stocking his products anymore. But then, because he was having cheaper products like tomato sauces, Vegemites, those kind of brands, but doing it cheaper. And now Aldi's essentially all in one place. Here's the cheaper version. And we were speaking about this earlier on the show, and we've had a few listeners have pointed out that maybe we were making fun of Dick Smith. And that is absolutely not the case.
Not our intention at all. Look, we are...
Well, no, it wasn't not an intention. It didn't happen. We're not making fun of Dick Smith.
We're upset that the products are going, and we understand a lot of people will be upset about this.
His charities are still going to stand. That's not going to affect. He supports Aussie farmers. That's not going to change. It's just a business closing down, which is a shame in Australia. But this is a light news show. This is what we do. So we apologise if we've offended anybody, but you've misinterpreted it completely.
And as we said earlier, go and stock up, because these products are leaving the shelves.
I was going to say, my tomato sauce shelf is absolutely going to be stocked.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.